Now, as we are living in this part of time, I remember when Brother Andrew was there, he spoke about the olive oil. You understand? Olive oil is a very special oil, and it was only used in the temple. It doesn't produce smoke. Now, olive tree. Now, this is a tree maybe about 10 feet. Its roots go down into 50 feet.
50 feet pants.
5 times bigger than the tree above the soil. You're getting it? Its roots go very deep. No matter what wind comes, what storm comes, what things, the leaves may fall, the branch may break off, but the roots are so deep, it will still come forth. In the book of Psalms, chapter 52, verse 8.
Masalimu 52:8.
What does it say? 52 verse 8. Somebody read it aloud. Psalm 52 verse 8.
Masalimu 52:8.
Anyone can read it.
Verse 8. Masalimu
52:8. But I am like a green olive tree in the house of God.
Amen.
I serve in the midst of God forever and ever.
Hallelujah. I am a green olive tree.
Nilimunga kutengo cha green cha olive.
In the house of the Lord.
Kwa nyumba ya Mulungu.
In the house of the Lord.
Nyumba ya Mulungu.
This is the Mount of Olives. This is Jerusalem.
Jerusalem.
This is Gethsemane.
Malwe Gethsemane.
Right?
Smameni.
This is a very prominent place. There is a road that which passes by. Very important road. You can go to Jerusalem, you go to Mount of Olives. You all have to pass by this road. This Gethsemane is a garden. Are you able to understand? The Gethsemane is a garden.
Gethsemane is a garden.
And it is full of olive trees. And it also has an olive press where you crush these olives and extract olive oil. Now there are a lot of trees here. And these trees represent us. I am a green olive tree in the house of the Lord. One day, are you listening to me?
Amen.
There was a great cry all around here, and people were running here and there because the soldiers were catching small children and killing them because Herod had given a decree to kill all the young children less than 4. It was Rachel's cry, prophetic. And the olive trees watched all this. Oh my. What innocent bloodshed. But after some time, some years went by, there came Jesus.
Yes,
he watched and he walked around this road. He walked there with his disciples. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
He walked with his disciples, teaching them about the kingdom of heaven. How wonderful it is. And he got them that he go to all the towns of Israel, two by two. And these olive trees watched it. The olive trees looked what he was doing. There was a town, Bethany. And where Martha, Mary, and Lazarus was there. And Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. Oh, what an outro it was. And these olive trees watched it. These olive trees noticed it, watched it. There were so many miracles. Blind received their sights. Olive trees watched it. One day John was beheaded. These olive trees watched it. The disciples came to Jesus. Are you the one, or do we want to wait for some other Messiah? And Jesus said, go, tell John that the blind see, the deaf hear. These olive trees were witness to what was going on. Now in this Gethsemane, there were some Sanhedrins and all these Pharisees, they got together. They moved from this place across Gethsemane. They were trying to put a trap around Jesus, plot him. So we must catch him and put him into prison or kill him. These olive trees watched it. You understand? Listen carefully. Now, as Jesus came into the Garden of Gethsemane before his crucifixion, and he told his disciples, watch and pray. Watch and pray. Because the hour is coming. And he went ahead. And as he went ahead, his disciples slept. And he came back again. And he woke them. This is the hour of trial. Watch and pray. And what happened was, again he went and he prayed. He was sweating blood. Jesus sweat blood. And he came again, and this disciple was still sleeping. He says, now you sleep on. Don't worry. Complete your sleep. Because the hour has now come. And he saw that the soldiers all came with cubs and sticks and chains. And they captured Jesus and they took him. These olive trees watched it. Are you getting it? And as the crucifixion was set, and Jesus was given a cross, he was beaten, smitten, spat on, and as that cross he dragged around this road, these olive trees watched his suffering. You understand? They were witnesses. And as he was crucified, this olive trees could see that, how he died. And then he was laid in the tomb. And when he rose, the stone rose and he rose again. He indeed rose triumphantly. These olive trees witnessed it. After that, Jesus rose 40 days, and then on the Mount of Olives, he said, come here, And then he will send it to
heaven.
The olive trees watched it, they saw it. They were the eyewitnesses. His ascension at the day of Pentecost in Jerusalem. What happened? The tongues of fire came and rested upon all the 120. How they were anointed. How the Spirit of the Lord descended upon them. These olive trees were witness to it. Are you getting me what I'm saying? In AD 70, many years passed by. Jerusalem was set on fire.
Jerusalem in a shokewa.
The fires came down. All the trees and the cedars were burnt. And by the time it came here, the fire extinguished. These olive trees were saved. They were the witnesses. How the word went across. They are the witnesses of it. I am a green olive tree in the planted in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. We are witnesses. Now let me tell you one thing. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You know, the prophet of the Lord said, as he was meditating, as he was contemplating on the Lord, he said, I can hear the stones rumbling where the cross dragged on this road to Jerusalem. When the women were there weeping and crying, these olive trees were witnesses. But Jesus today, when he comes to you, his works follow him. You understand? When Jesus is not just a man walking and all his works are lost, forgotten. But all that he works and did is around him. They are following him. You know, sometimes people meet Jesus. They are so happy. Sometimes some people meet Jesus. They are so frightened. They cry. They shout. Because what do they see? They see all these events that are surrounding him. I tell you today, we are witnesses. Sometimes we think, the brother gave a beautiful example. Time and space. You know, Christ is gone back. But when he visits us, all his works do visit us. And we are witnesses of that work. You don't have to go back 2,000 years. But that event comes to you. It's made love to you. Because your faith needs to be confirmed. And when that surrounds you, you are totally spellbound. You cannot deny him. I am a witness. You are a witness. You have been chosen because you were elected from the beginning. Witnesses of what? Of the great work what the Lord has accomplished. I am a green olive tree. Not even a little of his work I can ever forget. Because it is vivid before my eyes. It draws before my eyes. I can imagine. Sometimes when I minister, I cannot stand. My heart breaks when these things are made alive. You cannot stand his awesome majesty. He is the mighty Lord. Open the everlasting doors and let the King of Glory enter in. He is moving in us. And you are the green olive tree. Today the cup of iniquity. Satan is doing his level best to erase all of our memories. You know, many, it's such a sad thing that many come to the faith after a few days, a few months, a few years. They just give up everything. It's like stabbing the Lord in the back. But we need to remember, if you press on, only believe, yes, I am a witness. I have seen the crucifixion. I've seen his suffering. I've seen his resurrection. I've seen his promises made alive. Everything that what he has said is coming to pass. He will never fail. Satan has opened so many portals that his cup of iniquity is now overflowing. Because Matthew 24:12 says, because iniquity shall abound. Are you listening? Because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall grow cold. How does this, from where does this iniquity come? Satan is opening more and more portals. As he's opening his portals, who can close his portals? These witnesses. I know what the Lord has done. I know what the Lord has accomplished. Get on your knees and pray. As you pray, these portals will be closed. But one day he knows that the bottomless pit is going to be opened. The bottomless pit is going to be, and Satan will have so much access to every families, access to every homes, access. One day you may travel in a bus and you may not know who is sitting next to you, whether he is a demon or whether he is a human. You may not know, because he will be let loose. But let your testimony live. You are a green olive tree. Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. How do we overcome? Somebody read it. Revelation chapter 12, verse 11.
And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb.
Yes.
And by the word of their testimony.
Amen.
And they did not love their lives to the death.
Hallelujah. They overcame. They overcame all these afflictions of the demons. They overcame. They became victorious. Two things. By the blood of the Lamb, which breaks every barrier, which cuts asunder, and the testimony. You are a green olive tree. You bear such a testimony nobody else ever bears, because the word has brought alive to you. The word was once invisible, but the word was made visible in Christ. It was the word incarnate. And that word incarnate was manifest in the human vessel, Jesus. And when Jesus, you see him, you don't see a man. Paul says, I don't preach Jesus the man, but I preach his revelation. I preach his entire works, what he has accomplished. And when he brings forth these things alive, you are a witness. You see, you are a witness. You know, one day, Paul took all the efforts to preach the truth and the revelation of Jesus Christ. And when Brother Branham was here on the earth, he asked the angel, "Am I going to be judged? I've done nothing but just preached what Paul preached. Just preach what
Paul preached.
Today, what are we doing? You are a witness. What are we going to speak? Now see, there are three important characters. Peter, Paul, and John.
Petro, Paolo, na Johanne.
Peter
Petro
was a master apostle.
Another apostle mpuru.
He was a chosen one. He brought redemption. Be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the only way of salvation. And as he spoke these things, then came Paul, an apostle untimely chosen. An apostle untimely chosen. Some of the things what Paul was teaching, Peter found it difficult to understand. But Paul was a chosen one. He was an anointed one. He began the grace age as a wise master builder. As we see this grace age of 2,000 years, these are the seven churches. 2,000 years.
Zaka 2,000.
But after Paul, there is one more apostle, the beloved of the Lord. And he says, "My beloved, when we shall see him, see him, he's going to appear. I know that. We believe that. When we shall see him, we shall be like him."
Amen.
Amen. We shall be like him. It's the message is never going to fail. We shall be like him. When John had a testimony or had a vindication, they tried to kill him in many ways. They bait him, they tortured him, but nothing happened to him. They put him into boiling oil, but still he was not getting roasted, because he was tough in the chosen anointing of God. So what they did? Oh, this man is something very weird. They put him into the Patmos Island, where hardly any people can survive, because there are deadly scorpions and snakes and all kinds of things. But there in that deadly place, this John, who represents the elect of God, heard a voice behind him, as if a trumpet was talking. You remember it? As if a trumpet was talking. And he turned around to see what the trumpet was saying. And he said, "Come up hither. Come up hither. For I must show to you. I must show to you the things that should be hereafter." You know, in this entire Christendom, people are shown so many things. How to be well known, how to work hard, how to be having good families, all moral values. But nobody was ever shown the things that were to come. Nobody was ever lifted up in the spirit. But this elect body of Jesus, in the message of John, we are lifted up. And when we are lifted up, the message is being confirmed. Paul taught us that there is only one God. Is that right? Paul thought there is only one God. But when he was lifted up, he saw only one throne and one seated on the throne. It was a reality come to pass. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He saw the heavenly environment. The four living creatures. The 24 elders. And the sea of glass. The mystery is such. John was watching this heavenly scene. Listen to me. He was watching the heavenly scene. He saw the 24 elders and their crowns. Among the 24 elders, one was John. So John in the spirit was looking John in heaven, right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
We have a representative. We are here in the human body. We are just flesh and blood. The greatest value that Christ has taught us, that what Paul confirmed, we fight not flesh and blood, but the powers in high places, the one who are seated in the heavenly realms. Now we see when the message came, when Gabriel came to Daniel, he was obstructed for how many days? 120 days. An angel was obstructed. But we are weak. And we don't bother to improve and correct ourselves. And we pray and we say our prayers are not reaching heaven. But remember, you are a living testimony. You are a green olive tree. If you believe, all things are possible. Nothing will ever fail. To the one who loves the Lord with all their hearts. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now remember, there's a time that is going to come. You know, when the time came of the last days, how did this age come up to be like this age? Something must have happened. Someone was anointed. When the turn of the century, you know, it was an African man that was first anointed. William Seymour.
William Seymour.
Azusa Street Revival. He was a dark African person who was in America. He started the Azusa Street Revival. He used to pray every day for 4 hours. And how he used to pray? He used to put a basket around his head, a box. And he used to cover himself and pray for 4 hours a day. But somebody mockingly told him, "Hey man of God, your 4 hours of prayer is not sufficient. You need to pray more. You need to pray at least 7 hours." And that man took it seriously. And he started praying 7 hours a day. With covered in the basket, in the box. But such a revival broke out that lasted for 7 years. It is the only revival that lasted for such a long period of time. That brought the turnover in this century. One after the other, reformist and great men of God, the journal of God came forth. And one of them of this last time is Brother William Branham. They were all the offspring from there. The revival that took place in Azusa Street. Today we are here. We are all connected. They're all connected. The Bible says in Acts chapter 4, the time of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Amen? It has arrived. You and I are being refreshed. You and I are being now renewed. Because God says you are not alone, you are connected to me. Your testimony is connected to me. Don't you be dismayed. You know, a human being is a human being. We are weak in many ways. If pressure comes upon us, more pressure, at a certain level we are bound to break. But at that point of breaking, turn to Jesus and begin to pray. He will lift your burdens. Nothing is impossible to him. He has done it over and over again. He is going to do once again in this land. I am so happy to be here. I know that I am a bit weak, but nevertheless, I believe I have put across my heart to you, right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is begun from Africa. The daily devotion. It has gone across all over the world. It is going across all the world. It is circled. You know, it seems Brother Branham circled globe around the globe 7 times.
Brother Branham went around the seven.
This daily devotion
is daily devotion.
It's circled many times. And it's still going to circle it. Right? And many more heights it's going to achieve. You know, when man first went to moon, the aircraft Apollo, it circled the earth 7 times. And when it circled the 7th time, then it went forth into the outer space. And I believe this message has to still press on. Quicken as many souls as you can. God has his precious soul on this soil. The message is circling. The voice is going across. You're being chosen. Remember, a Christian. It's a joy to be a Christian. But God calls you higher than a Christian. He makes you a believer. All Christians are Christians. All Christians are not believers. But all believers are Christians. You understand that? Now, from believers, we have got another calling, that is the elect. All Christians are not believers, neither they are elect. But an elect is a believer and is also a Christian. Be proud because you have been elected. Amen. And elected for the glory of God. Hallelujah. And I tell you, we shall overcome. We shall overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Our testimony is so great, so powerful, none of the eraser can erase it. It's the works of the Lord. Where the Lord is, his works do follow. In John chapter 14, let not your heart be troubled. When he'll take us, where the Lord is, we shall be also with him. We are not just going to be with the Lord fully neatly dressed with all our belongings and with all our dollars. But what is going to actually follow him that will give him the glory? All the works that you did for the glory of God.
Amen.
God bless you. I believe I've taken some time, but I believe it's been a time of blessing. I was wondering, may God keep you safe, because remember, we are going to face a dimension of trials and tribulations. But we are bound to overcome.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, brother. Take care.